Hey guys, it's that time again. Time to record a voice meme. Oh yeah. It's been about, 4 years since the last one I recorded. Current date is March 23rd, 2016, and the time? It's 9:54 p.m. Kinda late to be doing shit like this, but hey, you know what? I'm fucking bored. I'm not wanting to make something tonight, so let's make a voice meme. What's a voice meme, you might want to know? Well, you sit down with a recording device of some sort, and you read off a bunch of questions, so people get an opportunity to hear what your voice sounds like if they don't know you personally in real life. So, let's get down to it. And by the way, I will attach these questions with the recording, so if you want to do this, go ahead. It's kind of fun. So the first question, your name and username. Well, my real name's Eben. Most people either call me Eb or Red, but usually it's Eben or Eb. My username, well, shit, I go by a few. Used to go by Snap. That's how some people know me. Went by Ginger Boats for a little bit there. I think I might even be posting this on that account, but I don't know. And most recently, I go by Burga Bandit. Or just Burga. But that's up to you. Where are you from? Well, I come from Maine. I hail from the frozen north. It's not the coldest. I guess Canada would probably be colder. But anyways, yeah, that's where I originate from. I currently live in Kentucky. Yeah. Kind of want to move back home, but that's a whole other story. Around the Louisville area. That's all you need to know. Now the next question is to pronounce a few words. Pronounce the following words. Aunt. Roof. Root. Theater. Iron. Salmon. Caramel. Not caramel. Fire. Water. New Orleans. Pecan. Both. Again. Probably. Alabama. Lawyer. Coupon. Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise. Pajamas. Cot. Naturally. Aluminum. GIF. Not GIF. G-I-F. How would you pronounce that? I prefer GIF. Like gift. Yeah. Tumblr. Cracker Jack. Doorknob. Envelope. And gapui, or gratuitous pictures of yourself. I don't do those, personally. In fact, you're pretty lucky if you actually see a picture of me. Anyways. What's it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? Reckless. Actually, I'd probably go with, TPing? That'd be the first thing I think of. What's a bubbly carbonated drink called? Well, I call that soda. I think down here most people call it pop or cola. You hear cola way more often, but, or Coke, I should say. But soda, that's the right word to say. Don't be weird. What do you call gym shoes? Sneakers? I don't know, I don't go to the gym, so I don't know what the hip, cool people that work out all the time call them. What do you call your grandparents? Well, personally dead, but well, my family's weird. My mom's side, we call them Grammy and Papa, and then on my dad's side, it was Grandpa and Nanny. So, I mean, I know everybody's a little different, but yeah. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? Personally, a shopping cart. I've heard them called a trolley before. I think back home, you hear it every once in a while, but usually it's a grocery cat. What is the thing you change? Wow. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? A remote? I mean, I don't really watch much TV anymore. I think we usually use the Chromecast more, so I'd call it my smartphone, but yeah. Now I'm just being picky. Fuck it. Alright, choose a book and read a passage from it. Okay, hold on. I have to get one. All right. One of my favorite books. I like to read, when I do read, I like to read old pulp fiction. And if you don't know what pulp fiction is, they're short, either thriller, chiller, or sci-fi stories. This is a book, a collection of them written by the same person called The Wall of the Sky, The Wall of the Eye. By, it says author, Motherless Brooklyn. By the author of, oh god, I'm stupid, Jonathan Lethem. But, yeah. I got this from one of my favorite bookstores back home in Maine. Let's turn to a random page. Gloria stuck out her lip and said, "But you're scared to leave town, so you're doing this instead." Lane shrugged. I like her, but Gloria didn't. The doctor turned out to be Gilmartin, the advanced man. I don't think he was a real doctor, but he listened to my heart. Nobody ever did that before, and it gave me a good feeling. Oh, at least I picked a good page and it wasn't something fucked up like somebody getting stabbed or raped. Because this book has some pretty crazy shit in it. And I don't like throwing the rape thing around lightly. I mean, literally, this book's got some fucked up shit in it. But if you like reading pulp fiction, there are some actually good stories in here. So give it a read. And that's The Wall of the Sky, The Wall of the Eye by Jonathan Lethem. And forget my fuck up there. All right. So the next question, do I think I have an accent? Well, personally, I always stick by I don't, but I know my voice, or not my voice, my accent has changed since I moved to Kentucky. I went from having like a northeastern accent to having a little bit of Kentucky mixed in there, and there's phrases and things I say like y'all and shit like that that I picked up from down here, but I mean, I kind of said it before, but not as much as I do now, so. Next question, be a wizard or a vampire? Definitely a wizard. Definitely. Wizards are fucking badass. I think vampires have kind of gotten a bad rap lately, but I'd still be a wizard first. Alright, now the second to last question. I think this was originally if you knew people from Tumblr, which I do, but I put a different question in there instead. Do you have pets? Yes, I have two. I have a cat named Kiki, who's a sweetheart and a fucking troublemaker, and a dog named Peach, who's, gosh, just barely over a year old and a little sweetheart. She's a good little dog. And I'm going to end my post by saying three words that I want. I love you, and thank you for listening. Feel free to take my questions and record one yourself, and if you do, go ahead and link it back to me. I like listening to these. I like to know what my friends sound like, because I don't always know people online at a personal enough level that I talk to y'all like over Skype or anything like that. And actually, frankly, I don't use Skype at all anymore like I used to, which is kind of sad. But thanks for listening. Like I said, if you record one, let me know. I'd love to check it out. Take care.